Okay, there's Facebook Live, one of my favorite topics, and Facebook Messenger chatbots. What? How do they go together? So let's talk about how you can leverage the power of a Facebook Live, not only to build a subscriber list on Facebook or using, marrying the two together, but how you can really deliver great content and give more value back to those viewers, ultimately to develop and attract, maybe attract's better a better word, attract more qualified leads that you can love up and ultimately have a chance to build out a deeper relationship, which hopefully will result in more sales for you. There's also the side benefit of you get better engagement and more reach at the same time. So when you leverage this strategy, not only are you going to get better leads and ultimately more sales, but you're also going to bump up that engagement and reach because of the strategy and how people engage with the content. Because it's very similar to what we just talked about in the sense that you're asking people to comment to get a particular piece of content, of something free, for example, or a coupon code, or we're going to go over some scenarios of how you can leverage these two very important things, Facebook Live and, of course, the Messenger chatbot. I've talked about this already, but it just makes sense that when you're giving someone something for free that is related to what you're sharing on your Facebook Live, you're going to get more qualified people to market to in the immediate future and, of course, long term. That just makes sense, right? But why does this work? The beautiful part, and I love this because you've heard the controversy about sending people to a landing page or to a website that's off Facebook, and how sometimes when you do that, you lose people. Well, the beautiful part about having a Facebook Live broadcast and having those people kind of captive, they're paying attention, they're watching. It's so much easier for them to comment in the comments below than it is for them to go to another website, a landing page, and pop in their email address, right? I mean, it just, again, it just makes sense from a common sense standpoint. It's so much easier, and anytime you can make that entry point easier for people to engage and get more value from you, it's going to work. It's going to give them an opportunity to quickly and easily get content from you that is going to give you the back-end result of having them become a new subscriber to your list. Not only does this strategy help you get better qualified leads, but it also helps to boost engagement because the viewers are leaving a comment, and that will increase your reach and views because engagement triggers more reach. That's a biggie. So when you get more engagement, by virtue of that engagement, you're automatically going to get more reach, which means that more people have an opportunity to see that particular Facebook Live broadcast. So let me share just a quick story about Amy Porterfield. And this story isn't necessarily related to the concept of Facebook Live and chatbots, but it is related to the core strategy. And that's one of the reasons I really wanted to highlight it. The core strategy that we're sharing here is how to leverage Facebook Live to get people to comment and you deliver them something value-based to them, something that's free, and they're willing to engage with your page to get that piece of content. Well, my friend Amy Porterfield has an amazing podcast called Online Marketing Made Easy. And one of the things that she does incredibly well that has built her list to amazing heights is that almost every one of her podcasts, she has something value-based that's free that goes along with the content that she's sharing on that podcast. This is exactly the same concept, except you're leveraging the power of Facebook Live versus a podcast. So this has worked incredibly well for Amy. She has built her list off of this strategy. Well, that's been one of her core strategies. I'm sure she has additional strategies, but this has been probably one of the best strategies that she's employed to grow her regular email list. And you could leverage the same strategy from a Facebook Live standpoint to build out your mini list subscribers. Let's bounce around a few additional ideas or strategies that you could leverage that tie the two pieces together. In other words, Facebook Live and mini chat or the Messenger chatbot functionality. So obviously delivering a lead magnet or a freebie of some kind, whether it's a checklist or a cheat sheet or an ebook or a guide of some sort, all of those are great options. But you can also set up your bot to send your viewers to, you know, or let them know that you're going to be live. So they'll get notifications every time you go live. So that's a value add. You know, you might want to set up your chat bot to where that happens. So you can encourage people to subscribe to that chat bot. Ultimately, that's what will happen next is that every time you go live, it will automatically send them a message saying, hey, you know, this person is live. You can also do like multi-day live video challenges via Messenger. You might go live and say, you know, I'm doing this challenge. And, you know, in order to subscribe to get, you know, every day, the video for each and every day or the content for each and every day, you know, comment XYZ below, whatever your keyword phrase is. You could also do an educational or multi-day video series, similar concept. You could perhaps be doing some sort of a launch and you want people to actually go to a sales page and purchase. You could send them a direct link to that sales page. So that's another idea. Let's say you're doing a Facebook Live that is maybe e-commerce driven. Maybe it's a physical product. Or even if you have a service, this would work as well. But you're live, you're sharing a product or a service, and you want to give a coupon code, some sort of a discount, so that they would be more enticed to purchase immediately. Comment XYZ below, and you know you could send them a some sort of a coupon code. So that's another great idea on how to leverage not only the opportunity to grow that list, but more specifically, how you marry the two pieces together, your Facebook Live broadcast and the Messenger chatbots. Now, I want to take just a second and kind of tie this all together. So once your viewers opt in, technically, that's the verbiage we'll use. They're opting in. In other words, they're saying they're commenting to get something specific. You can subscribe them to a sequence just like you would via email. You know, we've already learned how to do a nurture sequence. Maybe you want to send them through your nurture sequence, but the intent is to love up that new subscriber just as you would a new person on your email list. You want to focus on delivering, you know, great content, building out a deeper relationship, and once that know, like, and trust factor is developed, the result is that you stand a much greater chance of creating a sale. So let's talk about a few strategies on how you get your viewers to comment. That's key. And one of the things that I want to talk about real quick is circling back to my friend Amy Porterfield and how she does it on her podcast, because I think the strategy is exactly the same. The medium is slightly different. Hers is a podcast, you know, we're talking Facebook Live, but the concept of it is exactly the same. When you first go live, you want to build excitement about your topic. You know, you want to share what you're going to be talking about and what's in it for them, essentially. And then you want to mention that your freebie is going to give them even more value around that same topic if they take you up on it. And of course, you want to share how they take you up on it. So, you know, if you have a specific keyword that you want them to comment in the comments below, you just have to tell people how they get it. You know, what do they have to do in order to get that free offer? And then midway through your content that you're sharing through on your Facebook Live, you should mention that you have a fabulous freebie that goes with the content that you're talking about, and it's going to help in XYZ ways. And again, share how they get that freebie. And once you hit kind of the finale and the end of your Facebook Live broadcast, you again want to give them a pitch on how the freebie is going to give them so much more value, and again, share how they get it. So essentially, there's three touch points in the course of your Facebook Live broadcast that I believe will give you a huge result as it relates to, you know, getting people to engage with your Facebook Live, and ultimately to get them to take action to get whatever you're trying to give them, or more specifically, what you're trying to get them to do, because it may not always be a freebie. Maybe you want them to, you know, jump on the sequence where they're going to get the broadcast that lets them know that you're going to be live, for example. So there's all kinds of scenarios that you can leverage to tie Facebook Live and Facebook Messenger chatbots together. It's all going to depend on what your end goal is and what strategy you feel like your business is going to get the most result from. I'll see you in the next video.